Hey everyone, and welcome to a new episode of AUSU Open Mic. My name is Jody Campbell. I'm the executive director here at the Athabasca University Students Union, and I'm going to be your host today. The Open Mic is proudly brought to you by the Athabasca University Students Union. Today we have a topic that every Athabasca University student can relate to. Our primary goal today is going to be to enhance AU student knowledge and understanding of exams, online exam proctoring, exam invigilation procedures provided by AU, all of the above. If you have an in-person or online exam coming up, this podcast is for you. I'm really excited to walk through this because we do get a lot of questions from students that are wanting to learn a little bit more about the exam taking process, the fact that, do I have to take my exams in person? Do I have to do it online? All of those questions are going to be answered for you today. I have the pleasure of welcoming two of our AUSU counselors to help me out with laying down all the details for you as you plan out the exams and your upcoming courses here at AU. First, please welcome Counselor Allie Witasik. Hi, Allie.
Hey, Jody.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Really good, really good. And thanks for joining us. Also, we've got Counselor Blake Collett. Blake, how are you doing?
I am good. Good evening from the East Coast.
I was just going to say, what's going on in Newfoundland and Labrador?
Newfoundland and Labrador is getting rain, but, you know, it's spring. That's what we expect.
True enough. Do you know what, Ali? I'm going to come to you and just feel free to provide us with a short introduction. Maybe, you know, where you're from, what program you're in here at AU, maybe how many years you've been at AU. And I'm going to try and see if you guys can take a guess of how many exams you have written while attending AU. So that might be a fun one. So Ali, do you want to go first?
Sure. So I live in Edmonton, Alberta on Treaty 6 land. I have been a student at Athabasca since 2019. I'm doing a bachelor in general studies, and I've been an AUSU counselor for the 2022-2024 period. So just wrapping up here.
Love it. Take a guess at how many exams you've taken while at AU. Do you have a guess?
Well, different kinds of exams, probably 12. I mean, I've only been here since 2019.
True. But 12 is still a good number.
Yeah.
Blake, what about you? I'll let you do a bit of an intro here as well.
As of January 2024, I'm a graduate of the Bachelor's of Health Administration.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you. I enrolled in March of 2018, so it's been 6 years. I'm also an employee of Newfoundland and Labrador Health Services, so I've done that full-time while I've done this, so it's been a very busy time. And if I was to guess, I'm from Clark's Beach, Newfoundland, over in the very furthest you can get East Coast of Canada. And if I was to guess, I've done altogether maybe 30 exams.
Wow.
Love it. That's fantastic. And yeah, congratulations. We've got an incredible amount of counselors this year that are graduating, and you're definitely one of them. That's awesome. Congrats on that. That's a huge milestone for any AU graduate.
Thank you. Very excited about it.
Well, to get started here, you know, obviously we're kind of painting this picture for our listeners today. The two of you have embarked on a very interesting project. Both of you are very passionate about this, and it's about trying to pass along this knowledge from your experiences over into new students that maybe could benefit from, you know, how do I set up my exam? How do I, you know, set up online exams? What are the rules? What are the things I need to know as a student as it relates to exams? And like I said, I definitely think that every AU student can relate to this topic. So when you guys think back to the beginning of this, what was the motivation for preparing this document for AU students? And
The motivation for doing this document, first and foremost, was definitely Allie. And I'm going to pass off to her in a minute. I've been kind of working with students and you know, working with exam invigilation, exam tips, and, you know, most recently, Allie and I had a discussion about it, and I was kind of looking for some outside invigilation for her. And, you know, we just kind of chatted. And like I said, we've been co-counselors now for 2 years, great friends. And Allie kind of said, like, you know, we can't let this knowledge go. Like, you've been working at this for a long time. So we need to put this in some kind of writing document, you know, like do a blog or something. I was like, ah, what, really? And so that was kind of the motivation. She said, you know, we can't let all this knowledge go to waste and just go away and have to let the next council relearn it. Because as most people are aware, like, we have one returning counselor and the rest of us are moving on with another chapter of our life. So it was a great opportunity, and Ms. Allie's suggestion really to pass on this knowledge. So we took advantage of it. And I'm going to pass it over to Allie to comment on her part.
Thanks, Blake. Well, I think personally, as a student, when I first started in 2019, and this was before the AUSU was part of my life, I didn't see that there was a lot of options to me for writing exams. Like, it, the way it's all set up on the AU webpage, it looked like my only choice was to use an online invigilator. And so that's what I did for my first like two or three courses. But I experienced like such frustration. And at the time I was super stressed. I had stuff going on, and I felt kind of mistreated by the system that I was using. For example, and I will say, like, I've never had a good exam experience using online invigilators. But the time that really comes to mind, I had a 2.5 hour delay for an exam. And they kept sending me back. Like, I was talking to tech people. And then I'm going to suggest that maybe when they were frustrated with me, they might have disconnected, but they disconnected a lot. So maybe they didn't. Maybe that's normal. And so, like, once you disconnect, you have to go back to another person who has to know the entire story and try to help you again. So in this particular incident, they were saying that my exam was not available and that it was the university's fault. And so I spent a long time going back and forth between the university and the invigilator, with the invigilator ensuring me that they had everything that they needed to make it go. And once it was finally sorted, apart from the fact that 2.5 hours ago I thought I would be writing an exam, and this past 2 hours had been pretty stressful, my exam time had timed out. So when I reconnected with the invigilator, they refused to allow me to write my exam until I paid again. So I had to pay twice for that, and there's no way to get that back. So
You know, thanks for sharing your story, because I think, like we said at the top of the podcast, I think if we were sitting around with a group of AU students, I think they would all have their own individual story. And listen, don't get me wrong, I think that there's a lot of students that can kind of bounce in and out of exams, and you know, whether it's in person or online, you know, have, you know, fairly limited stress. But guess what? We hear from a ton of students that it's the opposite. And so I think sometimes when you're in that place and you're online, and you know, you're already stressful by the exam, let alone stressed by some of the technical issues that can happen during that exam. And so I appreciate you sharing your story a little bit, because I think that there's a lot of students that could relate to it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Blake will mention, but on Facebook, on the student-led AU students Facebook, there's probably at least one person needing help with online invigilation a day, and they are experiencing all sorts of problems, from stuff that I experienced to the invigilator not being able to approve like the tech that they're actually using to write the exam.
Yeah.
So
no, I can appreciate that. You know what, we're going to get into it here, and what I love, and Blake, you mentioned this already, a lot of what we're going to be talking about is also going to be available via blog that you and Ali have written together. And so for the listeners that are going to be out there, we're kind of wondering like, oh, like I want to write this down, or how do I capture this? Just know that that blog is going to be available through AUSU. We'll make sure that we're sharing it through our communication channels. So sit back, relax, listen to the podcast, and just know that a lot of this information is going to be captured for you as well in a blog that's going to be posted at a later date. So before we get going here, you know, Blake, I want to come back to you real quick. You know, could you share with us the type of work that you have done with students related to online exams and exam invigilation during your time as an AUSU counselor? And again, we've kind of talked about the motivation behind doing this document, but, you know, obviously you have had the opportunity to spend quite a bit of time, you know, working with other students. And, you know, are they just finding you through, you know, some of these channels and asking you questions? And that's sort of where that support began.
Yes. Really, it started, I kind of took up behind fellow counselor Karen Fletcher. She had done some previous work with exams and exam invigilation. And I had a few experiences myself. And I had started seeing things people were posting. And a lot of what we get to let students know, we get a lot of feedback on our student-run Facebook pages regarding Athabasca. So I would see these comments, you know, hey, I had these issues, or, you know, this with online invigilation. So I had some knowledge. So I said, okay, so I commented with a few students. I said, well, okay, let's have a conversation. So we'd have a private conversation. Okay, here's my experience. Okay, da, da, da. We go back and forth, and I'd say, okay, have you looked into outside invigilation? They would say, no. Okay. So, you know, slowly I started becoming more knowledgeable about outside invigilation. So I started telling people, you know, okay, there are options. It depends on where you live. You know, you may have a travel distance. Last resort, you know, if you live in a remote area, you may have to use online invigilation. But, you know, here are some options for outside invigilation. And it turns out that I would go so far as maybe, I don't know, I've connected with maybe 50 students, perhaps. I apologize, I didn't keep the actual number. But most of those students, it turns out, have more options. So what I wanted to make sure that they know all the options available to them. So, you know, I check in on Facebook probably daily in the evening when I was doing my courses, just say, okay, who's here? And I found that, you know, multiple times I'd see posts about exams, you know, I had this trouble, da da da. And I said, okay, you know, let's try to help this. So every time someone chimed in, I responded, hey, I'm a counselor with AUSU, the Athabasca University Student Union. You know, here's the knowledge I have. If you need help with invigilation, either online or external, because there are options, and they message me back and say, hey, so what's available, you know, external? It's okay, well, let's look at where you are. And, you know, I even use Google Maps, and where I'm not familiar with a lot of the areas in Canada. So it got to the point where other counselors, if I missed a post, I was getting tagged into student posts, you know, from Counselor Amber McDuffie, yeah, and then Counselor, yeah, Karen Fletcher, you know, they were tagging me in. So this is where it came from. And it just kind of snowballed from there.
That's fantastic. I love the role of, and maybe it just kind of naturally happened for you, but the fact that you are willing to sort of support and help out your fellow student, I know that it doesn't happen very often. So I guess maybe on behalf of all those students, thank you. Thank you for being willing to do that. And I think a lot of them probably were able to walk into that first exam maybe with a little bit less stress. So I think as we go through the rest of our podcast today, maybe we can highlight some of the things that both you and Ali have learned and kind of learned along the way. One of the things that I'm going to highlight is that there are going to be a couple emails that I'm going to reference later on at the end of our podcast. The first one, and this is again going to be an AU email that is specifically for students that want to learn a little bit more. The first one is going to be invigilation@athabascau.ca. So again, that's invigilation@athabascau.ca. There's also another email that you can use if you're looking for support. And again, we'll reference these at the end of the podcast as well, but it's examunit at athabascau.ca. So that's examunit at athabascau.ca. Well, Blake, I'm going to come back to you for the first question here, because, you know, at the end of the day, what we're really talking about is, you know, what do students really need to know about writing exams as an AU student? So let's just say I just started my first course at Athabasca University. What do I need to know about writing exams?
So you just walked into AU, joined online with AU as an online university. You get your first course day one. So let's just say March 1st, you opened up. You see, okay, here's my Moodle. You know, here's everything I need to do. Here's all my readings. Here's the midterm and the final exam. Okay, what do I do? My first experience, I had no idea. I started my first course. I went through the assignments, you know, and I talked to my my tutor. I didn't know what to do. So I got a call from AU, you know, just kind of a courtesy call to say, hey, welcome, you know, da, da, da. So I asked about invigilation. What do I do with these exams? So they explained to me about online invigilation. I didn't know about in-person invigilation until I looked into it after. So when I get into, so the first thing, what I want to tell students is your first thing, when you see you have a midterm and a final or whatever you have, first thing you want to figure out is how I'm going to do invigilation. And I just want to throw in that proctoring and invigilation are interchangeable terms. So whenever we say invigilation, we also mean proctoring. So the first thing you need to do is figure out how you're going to have your exam proctored or invigilated before you even sign up. So any knowledge that I've gotten with this, of course, I always reference the Athabasca Invigilator page. There's a list of approved invigilators. You need to select your invigilator first. That's the first thing you need to do. If you have to use and you want to use online invigilation, you select that. You have to figure that part out first. That takes a lot of stress off. You don't need to select a date right away of your exams, but you want to figure out, do some research, make some calls, see what's available, call a local college, check the Athabasca Invigilator list on the page, and see what's available to you. You know, get your options, look at pricing, cost is always a factor. And then when you get that part figured out, then we'll move to the next step. But right now you want to figure out what your options are for invigilation.
Fantastic. Thanks, Blake. Ali, what are your thoughts?
I think it's important to know that there are two steps needed to set up your exam booking and request your exam. So first, you're going to determine, like Blake said, what invigilator you're going to book with. And then second, you need to request your exam from AU. That's something that I didn't know my first time. And I think that that's an experience that a lot of students share. So like Blake said, you're going to pick your proctor. You don't have to select a date, but you're going to tell AU which proctor or invigilator that you're going to be using for your exams when you request your exam from AU.
Fantastic. And just to reiterate again what you both have said, knowing which proctor or invigilator you're going to use is obviously really important, because AU requires this information to release your exam to them, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Now, Blake, going back over to you, do I need a proctor or invigilator for all exams?
Each course will specifically tell you if you have an exam that needs to be invigilated and proctored. Read carefully. That's the biggest piece we tell students with every single course. Read very carefully, because my second last course actually had a quiz that I just did online that I didn't need a proctor for. But read very carefully, because everything will be stated on your exam page. And if it says exam, it will state that you need a proctor or invigilator. And then, okay, that's the prompt. Now we have to go from there. Now we have to figure it out.
Okay, which is probably a great segue into this next question, which is really around, you know, students, when they're looking at their course materials and they have an exam requirement, and it says that they need to book an exam to fulfill this requirement, how do they then do that?
So booking your exam with Athabasca can be done in a few simple steps. First, you're going to log into your AU portal and on or after your start date. And on the student record page, you're going to see request an exam through a link on that page there. And once that page opens, you're going to see a list of courses that you're currently taking, and you'll see the exam requirements for each course. So you'll need to select the invigilator to complete that exam booking process and obviously book the correct exam.
Fantastic. Thanks, Allie. Blake, do you want to chime in on that one as well?
Yep. Allie described the process perfectly. As well, we also want to throw in that Athabasca has a link for accessibility services for anybody who needs accessibility service for writing exams. The link will be included in our Q&A. So we refer people there for any assistance that's needed.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great reminder. Thank you, Blake. You know, let's keep going in the process here. And, you know, I think for a lot of students, sometimes you've booked an exam and now you need more time to study. You know, what can you share with us about the process around that if students need a little bit more time?
If a student gets into studying and they feel they need more time, this is the biggest piece that I have learned. And this is the biggest piece that I share with every single post. When you go to book your exam, now we're at the date, always book your exam for the last day of your course contract. So if you signed up March 1st, if your course is either 5 months, depending on if you're a funded student, or 6 months, that takes us to September 30th, September 30th. So you book your exams for September 30th. And I always get questions back, why would I do that? Why would I do that? Once AU approves your exam, and it usually takes a couple business days, once they approve your exam and you have your invigilator selected, yeah, if a student needs more time to study, this is one of the common questions I get, and also around when to book exams. So the biggest question I get, when do I book my exam? Because I see, hey, I was planning on writing in a month. I was planning on writing in 2 months, or I was planning on writing next week. What you do is you book your exams for the last day of your course contract. So if your course ends September 30th, you book both your midterm and your final for September 30th. And I've got a lot of questions. Why would I do that? It doesn't matter if you're using online invigilation or an in-person invigilator. The biggest piece is to arrange your invigilation, but after several days after requesting your exam will be approved and it goes into your invigilator's bucket or queue. Any point after that, you can write your exam. So if you book an online or an in-person invigilator, you can write anytime. The exam is available. So in the links, when you go in, your exam is ready to be written. You don't have to worry about dates. You just got to write it before the end of your contract. Whereas if you book a date, say if you started your course March 1st and you book your exam for March 31st, there is a small grace period, but you have to have it written by then. Whereas if you book for the last date of your course contract, you have the entire time frame of your course contract to write your exam.
Fantastic. Allie, do you have anything to add to that one?
I was just thinking I was going to call that the Blake maneuver going forward.
The Blake maneuver.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It gives a little bit more flexibility. So if you like work through part of your course and you're already at your midterm, you could just write it as opposed to waiting. In my experience too, anytime you want to change dates online, there's going to be a charge. And it's a little bit more hassle the longer you leave it, like closer to the date. And with, going to an in-person invigilator, you're only going to pay when you show up.
I love the fact that it's called the Blake maneuver. I'll forever take that.
Well, and now I'm always going to call it that too. So that's even better. Okay, so let's move along. You know, obviously, we're sort of capturing this idea around booking. We're talking about dates. Let's build a scenario where a student needs a proctor or invigilator, and they're talked about and they're told about, you know, online proctoring and the different services that are available, but maybe they're concerned about the process that's required. Or maybe they're unsure that they have the right environment to write an exam like that. You know, do students have to use online proctoring? And maybe we can just talk a little bit about options. Blake, do you want to start us off?
Sure. So when I speak to students, it really comes down to where they are located. And that's 100% of the issue. I've had issues at major centers, sorry, major cities. Edmonton, Calgary, Toronto. Sometimes it's actually difficult to get to these larger centers. So what I've looked at is recently I was contacted by somebody from, I think it was South Calgary. I believe it was somewhere around there. And what I looked at on Google Maps, I found a smaller community, probably about 20 minutes outside, that has an affordable, say, a library that does exam invigilation. So that's what I would send back to the student. So in these interactions, that times about 50, I look at where the student is. Can they travel? I ask all these questions because a lot of it comes down to accessibility services as well. Can you travel? Is it an option? If not, in a couple cases, we've actually created invigilators. So one of the things that I kind of wanted to allude to, the invigilator that I've used for the last 2 years was a great invigilator. I used College of the North Atlantic in Carbonear, the Carbonear campus, Newfoundland and Labrador. It's still not listed on the Athabasca page. So some of the conversations I've had with the Athabasca exam unit, they told me some invigilators don't want to be listed. And it's completely up to the invigilator. So it's not that the list is not complete in any way, shape, or form for any reason. It's just there are so many options out there for proctoring that, it's really impossible to list them all because you'd have to list every library, every little small college. So what I encourage students in this case is to, first make some inquiries. All they need to do is to be able to proctor or invigilate online exams. And we don't even know, I wouldn't say we know half the locations that are available.
Ali, did you want to jump in on that one as well?
Sure. One of the things that Blake had dug up in his research was that in addition to, finding a place that can act as your online invigilator, you can also kind of commission a particular person to be your invigilator for you. And so there is a list of criteria that Athabasca University has for this type of invigilator, but just to list a few, it can be a professor or instructor at a recognized public or private post-secondary institution. Administrative professional or library employee of a recognized public or private post-secondary institution, an administrative or professional staff member of the public library, an assistant professional faculty or library staff member of a recognized public or private elementary, middle school, or secondary school. You could also be a ranking officer in the Canadian Armed Forces, or an official at the embassy or consulate office. So wherever you are,
Nice.
there are many options for you to write these exams.
Okay. You know, this might be a great segue into the next question I have, which is, you know, talking about the network, which is quite large, the invigilation network that Athabasca University has. Blake, if we went back to you, you know, can you just speak a little bit to the invigilation options that students have and a little bit about this invigilation network that AU has developed?
Yes. So the invigilation network, the link will be provided, of course, in our Q&A for any students who haven't seen it. It is organized by province in alphabetical order, Alberta, British Columbia, right down through. They've all the listed networks. If you think you have an invigilator or something that's not listed, my invigilator was actually taken off the list where they hadn't invigilated for about 2 or 3 years. Now,
okay.
The other factor I want to throw in as well, of course, as we all know, we just went through a global pandemic. So maybe in March, April 2020, a lot of invigilation centers shut down. Now, they are reopened now. I know mine was shut down. That's why I couldn't get back to them. So if they are shut down, it may not be a permanent thing. You can email invigilation at athabasca.ca or the exam unit. I had mine reopened in less than 24 hours. So if you know of someone and say, well, we haven't invigilated since before the pandemic, don't worry about that. Get them in contact with the exam invigilation unit and they can be reopened. Like I said, mine was reopened in less than 24 hours. So, and I wrote the last probably 8, 9 exams there. So when you see that list, again, it's a good list to follow. Most of the major ones are there. But right, if you think you have something that you can add or needs to be reopened, by all means, do it. Our goal is to give students as many options as possible to write exams. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, you know, I think just knowing what your options are and, you know, we talk about flexibility at AU all the time, making sure that you're finding the best option that's going to provide you with the flexibility and the accessibility that you need to be able to write your exams. So that's fantastic. Now, let's just say that a student can find their community within that network list. You know, does that mean that they have to use online proctoring or is there other options for them?
No, definitely there should be other options. The best thing to do, of course, is either contact the exam invigilation unit or contact the Athabasca University Student Union. Of course, Allie and I are finishing our terms, and we want to make sure that this knowledge is available to all the students and our future counselors. So you can definitely reach out to anybody here. Usually options are available. Online invigilation is always available, and it while it is a great option and it allows students everywhere to be able to write exams, we want to increase options. So we encourage people to reach out to the exam invigilation unit with the emails listed. Also reach out to the Athabasca University Student Union for help. If you live in an area, you think you have an invigilator, contact either the invigilation unit or AUSU. The goal is to increase invigilation. The Athabasca University has actually told us in recent meetings that they want to expand the invigilation network. So if you have an option, if you think you have an option for the invigilation network, absolutely contact them or AUSU, because the next student coming behind you may be able to use that option. The more options we have available, the better. And what we don't want students to think is, well, I think I may be able to write out of this little, like this college that's been here for years, you know, it's they're not really well known. No, absolutely. I call College of the North Atlantic in Carbonear. And, yeah. We do exams, no worries. And come on over, he said, just here's the times. And I actually got to know my invigilator very well. It was the same person, and he was invigilating exams for Memorial University, many of the local colleges, for people doing online courses. And I really got to know him, and it created a great environment. So just by reaching out about something that wasn't listed in the exam invigilation network, I created one and I've passed it on to people. So now other people are using it. So the idea is to continue to grow with this and to give students as many options as possible to give students the best experience as possible.
Yeah, I love that, Blake. You know, Ali, obviously we've touched on a lot of things here today, but is it safe to say that, you know, just a little bit of work in the beginning and the experience for students can be so beneficial down the road, you know, just knowing what your options, and it does require a little bit of work up front, but overall it's going to make their life easier as they progress through their degree. Is that safe to say?
I would say so for sure. I know a lot of students do ask about like what kind of environment is it when I have an online invigilator, and so I'm lucky I have a spare room, and basically there can be nothing on the walls, and I have to take my laptop camera all the way around the room so they can see that there's nothing. They're going to ask me where like where my cell phone is. I have to open the door and show them that my cell phone's not in there. And then there's like a program, some software that they use on your computer just to make sure you're not opening windows and stuff that they feel you shouldn't be. And plus the person is going to stare at you the whole time you're writing your exam, which for
yeah,
me
exactly.
kind of creeps me out, right? Like there's a good portion of my brain energy going to like, oh, I wonder if he saw that on my face kind of thing.
That's funny.
Yeah. And also I'm going to say that thanks to Blake, the next exam I write is going to be on a public library about 8 kilometers away from me. And I feel much better about that.
I love that. I love it. You guys have done a great job. Thank you so much for joining me. I think the one thing that we've identified here is that there are options out there. And it's going to, at the end of the day, hopefully reduce some stress that comes with exam writing, which is very natural. You know, and if you have questions about invigilation, you can go to invigilation@athabascau.ca. And maybe if you're sitting there going, you know what, I could still use some support around, you know, information that I need about exams. Guess what? You can contact the AU exam unit at examunit@athabascau.ca for further information about exams. You guys have done a fantastic job on this. I mentioned it earlier, but you guys have co-authored a blog that we're going to be posting here through the communication channels here at AUSU. So students can definitely check that out. It's going to have a bunch of links on there that will also help kind of direct them through the process. Blake, before we get ready to sign off, I guess I just wanted to give you one last option. If there's anything else that maybe we missed, anything else that kind of just stands out to you that maybe you wanted to toss in at the end here.
Yeah, for sure. We want to toss in that, as Ali just commented, you know, the issues with online proctoring. For those that, you know, if that is your only option that you have to use online proctoring, our goal is to prepare you. Like, these issues are real with online proctoring. You know, people have experienced this, and we've had repeated issues. Online proctoring is good. There are issues. So our goal is to prepare you in case you run into these things. And if you do run into these things, there are channels in which you can contact, you know, to get resolution for issues. But, you know, our only goal is to prepare people in all aspects. And that's what we want to throw in.
We don't want students to feel like they're alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal. You're not alone. Many students experience these issues. I've experienced them myself. So whatever your option is, you know, if you're only stuck with online invigilation, it works. It is really good. You know, we can't say you won't experience issues, but we want you to be aware of them. And if there are other options, let us help you to get there. We'll pass on our knowledge and try to give you the best experience.
Well said. Great job, you guys. You know what? I look forward to the blog coming out. Ali, Blake, you guys have been outstanding counselors over the last couple of years. And the fact that you're going to leave this for students, leave some of your knowledge behind is fantastic. And I think so many students are going to appreciate even just having a little bit of a narrative go along with their experience so they don't feel like they're alone. So well done. And we very much appreciate you both hanging out with me today.
Yeah, thanks, Jody.
Thanks, Jody. And thanks, Allie, for being a champion for this. I've enjoyed every moment of it.
Thank you, Blake. And same at you.
Well done. And again, thanks for joining me. This has been another episode of AUSU Open Mic. Thanks for hanging out with us. And good luck on your next exam. All the best and have a good one.